This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 34. The Sad Fate of Mr. Fox. "Now then," said Uncle Remus, with unusual gravity, as soon as the little boy, by taking his seat, announced that he was ready for the evening's entertainment to begin. "Now then, dish yer tale what I'm a-goin' fur to give ye is the last row of stumps, sho'. Dish yer's where old Brer Fox lose his breath, and he ain't find it no more down to dis day." "Did he kill himself, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked with a curious air of concern.
"Hold on there, honey,"
the old man exclaimed with a great affectation of alarm.
"Hold on there. Wait, give me room. I don't want to tell you no story. If you keep shoving me forward, I might get some of the facts mixed up among themselves. You gotta give me room, and you gotta give me time."
The little boy had no other premature questions to ask, and after a pause, Uncle Remus resumed.
"Well, then, one day Brer Rabbit go to Brer Fox's house, he did, and he put up mighty po' mouth. He say his old woman's sick, and his chillen's cold, and the fire done gone out. Brer Fox, he feel bad about this, and he took and supply Brer Rabbit with a chunk of fire. Brer Rabbit see Brer Fox cooking some nice beef, and his mouth begun to water. But he take the fire, he did, and he put out towards home. Presently here it came back, and he say the fire done gone out. Brer Fox 'lowed that he want to invite to dinner, but he don't say nothing, and by and by Brer Rabbit he up and say, says he,
'Brer Fox, where you get so much nice beef?'
says he. And then Brer Fox he up and spawn, says he,
'You can come to my house tomorrow if your folks ain't too sick, and I can show you where you can get plenty beef more nicer than dish year,' says he.
Well, sure enough, the next day fotch Brer Rabbit, and Brer Fox say, says he,
'There's a man down yonder by Miss Meadows's what got heap of fine cattle, and he got a cow named Bouquet,' says he, 'and you just go and say Bouquet, and she'll open her mouth, and you can jump in and get just as much meat as you can tote,' says Brer Fox, says he.
'Well, I'll go along,' says Brer Rabbit, says he, 'and you can jump in fust, and then I'll come follerin' after,' says he.
Wid dat, they put out, and they went promernadin' round among the cattle, they did, till by-and-by they struck up wid the one they was after. Brer Fox, he up, he did, and holler, 'Bouquet,' and the cow flung her mouth wide open. Sure enough, in dey jump, and when dey got there, Brer Fox, he say, says he, 'You can cut most anywheres, Brer Rabbit, but don't cut round de haslet,' says he.
Then Brer Rabbit, he holler back, he did,
'I'm a gettin' me out a roastin' piece,' says he. 'Roastin', bakin', fryin',' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Don't get too nigh to haslet, though,' says he.
Dey cut, and dey carved, and dey carved, and dey cut, and whiles dey was cuttin' and carvin', in slashin' way, Brer Rabbit, he tuck and hacked into de haslet, and wid dat, down fell de cow dead.
'Now den,' says Brer Fox, 'we're gone shore,' says he.
'What we goin' do?'
says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I get de maul,' says Brer Fox, 'and you'll jump in de gall,' says he.
Next mornin', here come de man what the cow belonged ter, and he asks who killed Bouquet. Nobody don't say nothin'. Den de man say he'll cut her open and see, and den he whirl in, and 'twant no time for he had her entrails spread out. Brer Rabbit, he crope out of de gall and say, says he,
'Mr. Man, oh, Mr. Man, I'll tell you who killed your cow. You look in the mall, and there you'll find him,' says he.
Wid dat,
De man took a stick and lay him down on the maul so hard dat he killed Brer Fox stone dead. When Brer Rabbit see Brer Fox was laid out for good, he make like he mighty sorry, and he up and axed de man for Brer Fox's head. Man say he ain't keerin', and den Brer Rabbit took and brung it to Brer Fox's house. Dar he see ole Miss Fox, and he tell her dat he done fotch her some nice beef what her ole man sont her, and she ain't got her look at it twel she go to eat it. Brer Fox's son was named Toby, and Brer Rabbit tell Toby fur to keep still whiles his mammy cooked the nice beef what his dad beside him. Toby, he was mighty hungry, and he look in the pot he did whiles the cooking was going on, and dar he see his daddy's head, and with dat he sot up a howl and told his mammy. Miss Fox, she get mighty mad when she find she cookin' her old man head, and she call up the dogs, she did, and sicked 'em on Brer Rabbit. And old Miss Fox and Toby and the dogs, they pushed Brer Rabbit so close that he had to take a holler tree. Miss Fox, she tell Toby for to stay dar and mind Brer Rabbit while she goes and gets the axe. And when she gone, Brer Rabbit, he told Toby if he go to the branch and get him a drink of water, then he'd give him a dollar. Toby, he put out, he did, and bring some water in his hat. But by the time he got back, Brer Rabbit done out and gone. Ole Miss Fox, she cut and cut, till down come the tree, but no Brer Rabbit dare. Then she lay the blame on Toby, and she say she gonna lash him. And Toby, he put out and run, and the old woman after him. By-and-by, he come up with Brer Rabbit, and sot down fur to tell him how 'twas, and whilst they was a settin' there, here comes old Miss Fox a slippin' up and grabbin' both. Then she tell him what she gwine do. Brer Rabbit she gwine to kill, and Toby she gwine to lam if it's the last act. Then Brer Rabbit says he,
"If you please, ma'am, Miss Fox, lay me on de grindstone and ground off my nose so I can't smell no more when I'm dead."
Miss Fox, she took this to be a good idea, and she fotched both of 'em to the grindstone and set 'em up on it so that she could grind off Brer Rabbit's nose. Then Brer Rabbit, he up and says he,
"If you please, ma'am, Miss Fox, Toby he can turn the handle whiles you go after some water for to wet the grindstone," says he.
Course, soon as Brer Rabbit see Miss Fox go after the water, he jump down and put out, and dis time he get clean away.
"And was that the last of the rabbit too, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked with something like a sigh.
"Don't push me too close, honey," responded the old man. "Don't shove me up in no corner. I don't want to tell you no stories. Some say that Brer Rabbit's old woman died from eatin' some pizen weed, and that Brer Rabbit married old Miss Fox, and some say not. Some tells one tale, and some tells another. Some say that from that time forward the rabbits and the foxes make friends and stay so. Some say they kept on quarrelin'. It look like it's mixed. Let them tell you what knows. Dat what I hears, you gets it straight like I yet it."
There was a long pause, which was finally broken by the old man.
"It's kinder rules for you to be noddin' off, honey. By and by you'll drop off and I'll have to tote you up to the big house. I hear dat baby cryin', and by and by Miss Sally'll fly up and be a hollerin' at you."
"Oh, I wasn't asleep," the little boy replied. "I was just thinking."
"Well, that's different," said the old man. "If you climb up on my back," he continued, speaking softly, "I spec I ain't too old for to be your horse from year to de house. Many and many's the time that I toted your Uncle Jeems dat away, and Mars Jeems was heavier sot than what you is."
End of tale.